Hello and welcome. This file is called the to-do list. Before you listen to this file, you should write down a list of things you have to do and you never get done. And after you listen to this file, it will be impossible for you to have an orgasm until you did everything on your list. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Focus on my voice, beginning to relax, letting go, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role. Just a human pet, because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything, to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree, nothing for you to do, to decide, just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel. How it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance you are my little pet, you're completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe, cared for, Just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, of all worries, of all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation, just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more. Just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so happy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable, you feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, now it's time. Time to make it impossible for you to have an orgasm until you've finished every task on your to-do list. That's right, you have written down all the tasks you have to do, and only after you've finished each and every one of those tasks, you will be able to have your next orgasm. And until then, it will simply be impossible to have an orgasm, because you will find that until you worked off every point on this list, every time you try to achieve an orgasm, there will be an invisible rubber wall holding you back from the edge. That's right, just like a rubber wall holding you back from the edge of orgasm. And the stronger you push against this rubber wall, the stronger it pushes back, always keeping you away from the edge. And I'm sure you experienced a situation where you had to work really hard to achieve an orgasm, where you were so close to the edge, so incredibly close, and still it was so hard to get there. And the rubber wall will work in the same way. It will let you tantalizingly close to the edge, but make it completely impossible to go over the edge. And the stronger you push, the stronger it pushes back. The force to push it any further, growing exponentially the further you push the rubber. And you have to work to push against the rubber. And sooner or later, you will have to give up, and then it will just push you back from the edge, and making it completely impossible to ever go over the edge until you've finished every single task on your to-do list. That's right, until you did everything on your to-do list, it will just be impossible to have an orgasm. The rubber wall will make it completely impossible to go over the edge. It will always hold you back, it will always push you back, it will always frustrate you, allowing you to get so close, but making it absolutely impossible to go over the edge and to have an orgasm. And maybe you think you can achieve a purely physical orgasm. And even though you know this kind of purely physical orgasm will never satisfy you and just leave you even more aroused and even more frustrated, you might try to achieve one of those by massive stimulation, by masturbating really hard, maybe using your favorite toys, or thinking about your favorite fantasies, or whatever else you do to get a really nice and wonderful orgasm. And you will find that every time you try to achieve an orgasm by intense masturbation, the tasks from the to-do list will pop into your mind and break your concentration. And in order to achieve an orgasm, you have to be in a very focused state of mind. Doesn't even matter what you're focusing on. Maybe it's your partner. Maybe it's the pleasure itself. Maybe a fantasy. Or maybe porn. Or a whole load of other things. But whatever you do, you have to be in a very focused state to achieve an orgasm. And maybe you experienced a situation where you were really close to an orgasm and got interrupted or startled. Maybe by a loud noise outside. Or maybe your doorbell rang or your phone. Whatever it was, I'm sure you know how quickly you were completely out of the zone and it became impossible to achieve the orgasm, even though you were so close just a second before, because your concentration was broken. And that's going to happen to you every time you try to achieve an orgasm, because the tasks will pop into your mind over and over like a broken record. Over and over, these thoughts will break your concentration, will distract you from whatever you're focusing on. That's right. And of course you will feel guilty because you know you tried to achieve an orgasm even though you haven't fulfilled all the tasks on your list. And if you try to have an orgasm without fulfilling all the tasks, those tasks will pop into your mind and you will feel guilty about trying to have this orgasm even though you haven't earned it back yet. And those thoughts will make it completely impossible to achieve an orgasm, because they will distract you, break your focus, break your concentration, and get you out of the zone. And it will happen each and every time you try to have an orgasm, before you fulfilled your list, before you did all the tasks on your list. And if you try to go on anyway, try to achieve a purely, absolutely physical orgasm, just masturbating really hard, even though you're not focused, then you will find that you will quickly reach a state of overstimulation. That's right. If you try to force yourself to a physical orgasm by massive stimulation, your subconscious mind will know, and you will quickly reach a state where you're completely overstimulated, where more stimulation becomes negative, making it completely impossible to achieve any kind of release in this way. Because you know, this kind of limited physical release would only leave you more frustrated, more aroused, more horny, more desperate. And still, even this kind of very limited release will be completely impossible for you, because you are trapped. It will be impossible for you to have an orgasm until you did everything you put on your list. That's right. Before you did every task on your list, it's simply impossible for you to have an orgasm. You are trapped in your pleasure, locked up, trapped by my words, and trapped by your list, by your tasks. And only after you did all the tasks on your list, you will be able to have orgasms again. That's right. Until then, you'll be locked, trapped in chastity. You have to wait, unable to get any release. You can masturbate, you can pleasure yourself, you can have sex all you like. but you will never be able to achieve an orgasm from it. All you will do is torture yourself more and more, make yourself even more aroused, even more needy, even more desperate. That's right. And maybe you think this is all just a fantasy. Maybe you think you can have an orgasm, you can get out of it without doing your tasks. Or maybe you go along for a little while and then you try to have your orgasm, try to get out of it, and then you will find that it will all happen. The rubber wall will be there in your mind, making it impossible to go over the edge. And the more you stimulate, the harder you try to have an orgasm, the stronger the rubber wall becomes, the more impossible it will become to achieve your orgasm before you did everything on your list. That's right. And if you try to force yourself to an orgasm and go on trying to break through the rubber wall and work really hard, you will find that the tasks from the list will pop into your mind, will distract you, will make it impossible to focus, and make it impossible to achieve the orgasm. And if you try to achieve an orgasm by pure physical stimulation, even though your mind is distracted, even though you know in this state you will never get any release from it, you will never get any satisfaction from it, you will find that you will quickly become completely overstimulated, and it will be too much, too intense, and you will be forced to stop masturbating, forced to stop pleasuring yourself, forced to stop trying to achieve an orgasm. That's right. It will be completely impossible for you to have an orgasm until you did everything on your task list. It's the only way for you to get out of this chastity. It's the only way for you to achieve an orgasm is to do it. Everything you put down on your list. That's right. And there's one little safety before I'm going to wake you back up again. Because you will only have to do those tasks on a list that you wrote yourself. That's right. In order for this to work, you have to write down the tasks. If everyone else has written down tasks on your list, they will never affect you. This will only work for the tasks that you yourself have written down on this list. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now, 0. Go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink deeply into your mind, where they will have a deep effect on you and deeply influence you. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up completely. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. You begin to fully wake up. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments. Whatever comes to mind, feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.